And is there any name that you might use for a makeshift lamp made with a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
Wick?
No.
Beer.
I mean the lamp itself. It would be made with a bottle and a...
Yeah, you could use a bottle with a wick in it.
Well,
and kerosene.
And what would you call that? Do you have a name for that?
No, it'd be a torch.
Okay. And how about the inside of the tire in the car? What would you call that? The inside of the tire in the car.
Inside of the car?
No, inside the tire. What's the name for the thing that's inside the tire?
I'd guess that last word.
Inside the tire of the car.
Well, the tires? The air?
Yeah, but there's something else sometimes that you used to see.
In the tube?
Okay.
Boy, the revolutionary work that's been done in tires now is just startling.
Yeah.
These steel rims or steel...
The belts?
Yeah. Uh-huh. On the inside, they're just... It's just... I didn't see how in the world they could use it.
What kind of boats did you used to use when you might go out on a river to go fishing or maybe on a small lake and it had a flat bottom?
Well, they'd use just what they call a bateau with a... back in my days, they used paddles. But now they've got what you call that cockeye thing you put on the back of the car?
Rudder, you mean?
Hmm?
A rudder?
No, a motor that...
Yeah. Well, if you had just built a boat and you were going to put it into the water, what would you say they're going to do to it?
Launch it.
Okay. And if a child is just learning to dress himself and his mother brings in the clothes and says, what would she say when she showed him the clothes and tried to get him to dress it?
When he was naked?
Mm-hmm. When she just brought in the clothes and she go, your clothes. Or another example might be if sometimes on the Tonight Show, the show with Johnny Carson, have you ever watched that on at late night? They use an introduction and they say, Johnny.
You're not talking about commercials.
No, I'm talking about the show. It's with a fellow named Johnny Carson.
And what about it now?
Oh, well, I it's just an expression that they use. To introduce somebody, say there was a big applause or something, and they're going to introduce him, and then they go, and now he.
Well, he has his visitors, and the only thing the radio says now when they're letting you know, John Smith, Mr. Bill Jones will be on the Johnny Carson show tonight.
Uh huh. Have you ever watched the show though?
No, and I have watched his show. Of course, I'm in that bed there by 10 o'clock.
Well, say that you were going to introduce somebody to a crowd of people. How would you introduce them if you just wanted to say use one or two sentences?
Well, the only way I can think of is introduction.
Well, yeah, you'd say, I'm going to introduce Mr. John Smith or Mr. Johnny Carson. And he'd come up to the podium and then you'd say, and now...
May I present Mr. So-and-so or... Well, you got that one over my head, I don't
know. Okay. Well, how about, and now he...
Announcing it.
Or about...
Well, that'd be an... That wouldn't be introducing him, because you'd be announcing the Johnny Carson show with the appearance of Mr. John Smith as a guest.
Well, what if you were going to introduce a candidate to the crowd, and you say... If I ask you if you think Bill Smith is going to be elected, you might say, no, but...
Well, you'd be making some kind of prediction.
Okay, but if a lot of people think that he is and you don't, you'd say, I don't, but who think he is?